Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Hey. What is going on?
Nothing. What's going on?
Welcome to another episode of Pick Up the Pieces.
Really? Really? Ain't that about a nothing? Hey, y'all. He just called. He didn't give no hey, hoo, hoo, ha. He just let it on in. So this is me, the Tam. I hope you guys are doing great in this 2016. It's been a while. It's been a long time.
Should have left you.
Without a dope beat, step to, or listen to.
Or listen to.
Right?
Right. Oh, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you? That's a blanket statement, but I'm doing great. I'm doing really great.
You're doing great.
Yeah.
Great. I've got.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm tired.
Why?
I'm like, you know, because I'm old. I'm very old.
No, you're not. Anyway, moving on. You ain't old.
I went to go see Prince on Friday, and I've been like in recovery ever since.
How was that?
It was amazing. It was amazing. Like, there's no other way to describe it.
It was just something you just didn't know what to do with yourself.
Yeah. My bad.
Right?
Yeah, it was incredible. I mean,
and what was the vibe like? What were the people like? And, you know, did you meet any new people or have a good time with the crowd?
Let's see. I think Oracle Arena can fit 20,000 people. And 19,998 people were awesome. But there was these two wankers sitting behind me who I just they're the worst people on the planet. Like, you know, at the end of the show, we always have our worst person on the planet. Like, they will win the award. Tonight, like, we don't even have to wait.
How did they get the worst person on the planet?
Damn, they talked the entire show. I'm like, so first of all, this particular concert was just Prince on his piano.
Yes.
And, you know, Prince has his upbeat songs, you know, like Purple Rain or whatever, you know, so everybody's up dancing and singing, and or not Purple Rain, but, you know, he has his upbeat songs.
Let's Go Crazy and all that good.
Yeah, he did Let's
Go
Crazy.
Little Red Corvette and all that.
Yeah, he did that one too. So, yeah, everybody's up dancing, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, when he's doing his slower songs, he did some of his new stuff too that I hadn't heard before, you know, you want to sit and listen, like, oh, okay, I'm getting turned on to something new. Let me sit back and listen. These broads is actually talking about, yeah, I think I need to get my nails done. Oh my gosh, like Larry at work, he said,
really?
Like,
I would have turned around. You should have turned around and gave it a look. That's what you should have did.
Well, what happened was. I got so into the music that I had forgot that they had start that they were talking, and then the person I was with like just had to be like, "Damn, they still talking," and I was like, "Wait a minute, what?" And then I was like, "Damn, they are talking," and that fucked up the rest of the show for me. Oh man!
Right. When you get that background noise, it just. I feel you. But I'm still glad you went and had a good time, despite, you know, being one of the thing, too.
Oh, man. Yeah. Anyways, how have you been?
Oh, shit. You know, just working. Got a new job and doing that.
What?
We getting paper.
We getting paper.
So other than that, you know, I just work, and that's it.
Right.
I can't stand you. Right. But yeah, that's it. So, what's going on as far as what's going on with this radio show? Are we back in action for the people that are, for the listeners, for the friends? What's going on with that?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Anyway. So, is this for true or is we just talking? Is this for real? You know, for true? You know, or are we just talking that yik yak?
Are we on the air right now?
I know we on the air. I'm talking about, are we going to start back up the show? Because that would be cool. I'm sure the listeners
would.
You want
to have that conversation on the air?
No, I'm just asking.
I mean, obviously, we want to keep doing it. For those that haven't recognized, we haven't done a show for like a year.
Sorry, y'all. It's been a year, but right. You know, I miss shit and I still ain't shit. So
I don't know why we got to do this on the air, but you know, fine. You know,
well, what are we doing on the air?
So we haven't done a show for a while, and we do apologize. It's just, you know, people got lives. Like, life.
People got lives they live.
Life can take over at times, and it can make it difficult to do things that, you know, you really enjoy doing. But we'll definitely try and give you at least one show every week. We're going to try and do multiple shows a week, but, you know, I believe, speaking for the TAM, that we can definitely do one a week. But
we could do one a week, y'all.
We can do one a week. Like, we in there now, you know.
I'll be.
Two or three. That's the goal. One day, you know what I'm saying? We'll get our stuff together.
And make sure y'all tune in to the Facebook page. That still is active and open. And we'll start posting on there. And, you know.
I'll start checking it out myself, you know.
You crack me up. You off the hook too. And other than that, so how do you feel? Let me just delve into this really quickly because I've been reading a lot of blogs and a lot of people posting about this North South Donna thing. And when I needed to say it anyway. So when the story first broke, I was kind of shocked. And now that it's really out there, I want to know your take on it. How do you feel? Some people are saying, oh, Zoe Saldana should have not taken the role, you know, and other people are saying, oh, she should have did the role, but I mean, for me, I feel some kind of way about it. I feel like she should have took the role, they should have got somebody else to play it. It doesn't so you go ahead, and how do you feel about the whole way?
How do I feel about Zoe Sandals? Okay. Because I talked about it a little bit, but I'll try to make it short because I got some stuff to say, but I'll try to keep it short. On the one hand, she shouldn't have taken the role. I don't think that she was right for the role. I don't think that it was well cast. But, you know, I'm never going to tell somebody not to get a paycheck. You know what I'm saying? You know, you try to get paid, I'm not going to be the one out here telling you not to get a paycheck. I'm just not going to be that person. My only gripe or problem with, you know, I would have never had anything to say. I would have been like, she's not cast well. Like, for instance, Will Smith played Dr. Bennett Amalu in Concussion. You know, Bennett, I don't know if you've seen Dr. Amalu, but he's a short, stocky, dark-skinned Nigerian man. Will Smith does not fit that at all. It was badly cast. But I didn't have a problem. Like, I didn't say anything about, oh, this is a bad casting because whatever, right? Like, he was badly cast. Hollywood always casts people badly. you know, it's one of my favorite movies of all time is Malcolm X. Denzel Washington is way darker than Malcolm X was, but he did it. He performed that role so well that nobody mm-hmm. even noticed. So, like the Benedict Amalo thing, like I was like, whatever. It's not that it wasn't cast well, but who cares? Whatever. My problem with what Zoe Saldana did is the fact that she allowed herself to put on blackface. They put on prosthetic noses. I think they made her put in like fake teeth, whatever, all this. And I'm just like, you have to do all of this, these things to become this character that it just, it was just outright disrespectful. It's out, and Zoe Saldana knows better. Like,
she do know better, and I read somewhere she was talking about like putting on prosthetics and things like that. Bitch, I mean, Trish.
Yeah, and you know her family, you know the family of Nina Simone is not pleased at all. I always feel like if you're going to do a this is just my idea, and I know this isn't what always happens, but particularly for a person like Nina Simone who means so much to so many, you would think that you would go to either that person in particular, like Jamie Foxx did with Ray Charles, and get their blessing. If that person is no longer alive, you would think that you would go to the family of that
okay.
person to get their blessing on, you know, doing the film and, like, how do you feel about me in particular being in this film? That's just what I think would be good. You know, I enjoyed, Straight Outta Compton. I enjoyed that film. But being a fan of West Coast hip-hop, you know, being from California, kind of knowing the background and the story of those guys, and being a fan of Eazy-E, his portrayal in that film, it bothered me a little bit. I enjoyed it as a movie, but as a telling of, there were things that I was just like, okay, this I know for a fact is a lie. And then there were things where it's just like knowing who Eazy-E is, like that just, I couldn't imagine that being the way that this happened. This went down.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I have my problems with it, but the only reason why I haven't really been like, oh, that movie was bull and all this other stuff, they were being destroyed to Eazy-E, is because his wife was a producer. So, obviously, his wife was okay with it, and if the person who knew Eazy-E more than anyone else was okay with the portrayal and the way he was portrayed, then who am I to sit here and have something to say about it?
Come
you know
on,
what I'm
lady.
Saying? So when you look at, you know, Zoe Saldana is going to be playing Nina Simone, and Nina Simone's family is saying, yo, you're disrespecting her legacy. You know, they sent out a tweet like, keep Nina Simone's name out your mouth forever. Like, her family sent that tweet out. Like,
oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Right. Like, I don't understand how you can continue doing the role. Like, I just don't understand. Now, I know that there are times where people do, you know, autobiographical. I can't talk right now.
Yeah, one of them. Mm-hmm.
When they do these films and, you know, people aren't involved and it's, you know, they have like the, what do you call it? The, whatever, like the family isn't involved. I know, like, there are times and situations where I think it's okay, but for this particular situation, I feel like it would have been a good gesture if you had gotten Nina Simone's family's blessing before you did this.
This is very true. And if they were opposed to it, she should have pulled out, but.
Right.
I think that was just. Like, how are you going to do a movie about somebody's family member and they like saying, don't do the movie?
Like, I'll give you a perfect example. Like, I don't know how O.J. Simpson feels about that TV show that's on FX. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
I don't know how he feels about that, but you know what? Who cares how he feels about it? You know what I'm saying? Like there's certain situations where it's like, I don't really think it matters what O.J. Simpson thinks about it. You know what I'm saying? Because you're O.J. Simpson. Come on. No. Your feelings aren't important at all in this. But it's like, this is Nina Simone. No, it's just like, I'm sure there's going to be a movie one day about Bill Cosby. And
yeah.
And I don't see a situation where Bill Cosby's family will be involved or approve of that telling. But it's Bill Cosby, so, like, you know. But Nina Simone isn't that person. You know what I'm saying? She was a beautiful spirit, a beautiful soul that touched millions of people. And many of us, like, we love her, you know. Like, the problem and what, if you're looking at it from the studio's perspective, maybe they got Zoe because she's a name and they feel like she'll be able to bring people out. The thing is, nobody goes to go see these biographic films if you're not interested in the person, right? So sure. Only people who are interested in Nina Simone, for the most part, are going to go see it, no matter who the actress is portraying it. Not if you don't know who Nina Simone is, you're not going to go see this movie off the strength of Zoe Saldana's name. So if they were doing that because they felt like it was going to sell tickets, they're completely wrong. This film is going to bomb. Like, nobody's going to go see it. The only people who will go see it is Nina Simone fans. And, you know, I'm a fan, you a fan. But, you know, we can be honest.
That's why I'm conflicted. Like, that's why I'm conflicted.
Nina Simone ain't Michael Jackson. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, everybody loves Nina Simone and knows her music and is going to go see it because it always needs, like, that's not who she was. You know what I'm saying? She's definitely a talented artist and can be mentioned in the same breath as Michael, of course, but, you know, she wasn't as popular. So the only people who were really going to go see this film in the first place were Nina Simone fans, and you've alienated most of them.
Okay, there you go. And so moving along with it, name a couple actresses or one actress if you had the choice you would pick to play Nina Simone.
Now, you know good for asking me that question because I'm terrible at naming people. But the chick who, what's the sister's name that is in Orange is the New Black? Crazy Eyes?
Uzo.
Yeah. She, I mean, if you, like, I saw a meme with side-by-side comparisons. Perfect. Perfect.
Okay. I nominate India.
India Ari. I've heard people say that. The only problem I have with that is that, I don't know her to be a good actress. The only time I remember her being, acting was she was playing herself in the Bernie Mac show, and she was only on screen, and all she did was play her guitar and sing. So,
really,
I'm just saying.
Wow.
So
you never
know.
Yeah,
I hear you.
So I got to say about that. You never know.
But also a special fuck you shout out to David Oyelowo. He was the guy who played, and I know I tainted his last name, so forgive me. But, you know, fuck him too. He played Martin Luther King in Selma. Because he's one of the producers on the Nina Simone film.
Yeah.
And yeah, you should know better.
He should know better.
Mhm.
He should. But look at my other question goes out to you as how do you feel about what's going on with this with Donald Trump and about that young lady that was at one of those rallies that was pushed out and spat on. And I feel it's difficult to navigate my workplace at times because that happened and it's like nobody knew about it. And it just seemed like nobody even cares. And, that's a good topic. How do you navigate your workplace? Because people just outright say, you know, I was reading a post, say outright fucked up shit, and then say, well, no offense, or don't take me that way. Oh, don't take it this way, but which really means I'm telling you something. Or, oh, no offense.
Well, you know, I know I have a very interesting work situation because I have no problem being vocal about my problems with race and racism in this country at work. And I think it, I don't want to say it scares some of my coworkers, but they definitely know not to come at me with no fuck shit. So for the most part, nobody at my job actually ever talks to me about anything. Like they try to be cool, because I've called just about everyone at my job a racist at one point or another. So including the black HR manager. I don't care.
Everybody
can get it. But you know what, though? My manager, she really disappointed me because she's talking about she might vote for Trump. And she's from she's from Fiji, you know, and, you know, I guess ethnically she would be considered, like, Indian.
Yeah, okay, I understand.
And I'm just like, you do realize that Trump don't want you here. And I told her that. I'm like, you do realize, like, Trump about to kick you out. Like, that's his plan.
I don't understand why
he would look at you and consider, and he would assume that you're a Muslim and that you need to get the hell out of America.
Come on now.
And she just laughed about it, and I was just
that's
like,
no laughing matter. I mean, it's all on TV. They reporting it.
She voted for Obama for both terms. I didn't even vote for Obama in 2012. She did. Like, how do you go from voting for Obama twice to voting for Donald Trump? And I'm trying to figure out what is it that he's doing that's, like, blinding people and making them believe that he's a better option. Like,
I don't really know what is. I think it's just blind. It's blind voting.
You know what, though? I will say this. Trump is a – what's the word I'm looking for? He's the result of the games that politicians have been playing these last few decades and getting nothing done to where somebody can come out and be a racist, a homophobe, a sexist, and just overly disgusting human being in general. And it's considered a breath of fresh air. Career politicians really need to look within themselves because there's a lot of people that are going to start losing their jobs because you're going to have flipping psychos just pop up all over the place who can take their seats.
It's getting to be ridiculous. I don't understand what's going on. And I understand what's going on with the Democratic Party. You got Hillary and Bernie bickering back and forth. This is not like a popularity contest. It's turned into a popularity. I was just watching, I don't know what channel, CNN, and I was at the gym, and they had this, like, epic, like, promo, like, real, like, epic, like, move, like a movie trailer style. I'm like, for real? And when the fuck they come out with shit like this?
Right. Donald Trump is the president that this country deserves. I hope he becomes president and burns this bitch to the ground, which is what he's going to do. Like, let's not get anything twisted. Like, his plans beyond like the racism and like his plans are so just idiotic. Like he's talked about that he's going to send troops overseas and telling other countries what to do, and that he's going to have his troops torturing, and if his troops don't want to, they're just like basically he's basically run on a platform that says, I don't care what the Constitution says, we're going to do it anyway, which is what we call typically a dictator. And he's basically stating that he's going to use the military to shut down China and Iran and all the, and I'm just like, dog, do you not know how like real life works? Like you can't just do that. But oh boy.
He doesn't care.
Like, yeah, dude. World War III is gonna be within the next 4 years if he's president. And it ain't gonna be not nice. But
so if you do, if it comes down to Hillary or Bernie, which one do you choose?
Neither. Nobody's getting my vote this year. I'm gonna write in my mama's name, just like I did in 2012. I don't think Bernie Sanders knows any actual black people, and Hillary Clinton, she knows black people, but she doesn't care about black people. She's just somebody who panders to us when she needs her vote, when she needs our vote. Yeah, fuck both of them. And Hillary, like, honestly, if you vote for Bernie Sanders, I'm like, all right, I understand, even though I think his plans are foolish and I don't think they'll work and I think they're going to be impossible. President Obama had all the problems he had trying to, like, stay in the middle, you know. Bernie Sanders is going so far left. It's like none of the things that you're talking about, how do you expect any of that to get through Congress? Like how? And where do you think the money is going to come from? Like you keep saying you're going to tax the rich. Do you really think the right's going to allow that to happen? Like do you think presidents haven't been trying to do that already? Like do you think politicians haven't been trying to do that? Like it's not going to happen. It's just not. He has some great ideas, but none of them are going to happen. So, good luck with that, bruh. But Hillary, I don't understand how anyone can vote for Hillary Clinton. She got her start in politics interning for someone who was against the Civil Rights Act. Her start was as a conservative. She's been on the conservative side of the Democratic Party the entirety of her career. She's voted and backed legislation that was detrimental to the black community and has been and has set us back for the past, 20, 30 years? Fuck her and Bill Clinton. I don't understand why there's all this hype around them. I don't get it.
Because of her last name.
But I don't understand why black people like Bill Clinton. Like, he was on a bunch of fuck shit, but whatever. He got us on politics. Tell people where they can find you.
You can find me on Instagram at _the_Tam. You can find me on YouTube at The Tam Show. Watch my new vlog.
All right, but yeah, you can find me on Instagram at Just Zahir. And to my baby Zaid, daddy loves you. Peace.
Peace.